Fixers and Sister Fixers, welcome to Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the fees. Hello, everyone.
Episode ini kita ada tamu lagi. Siapa ya tamu kita?
Tamu kita kali ini udah terkenal banget di kalangan remaja-remaja yang sedang blooming, baik perempuan ataupun laki-laki ya. Biasanya kalau misalnya suka banget, jangan, do not fuck up my intro, okay? Jadi cowok
sorry,
ini tuh...
Sorry, please.
Hey, tamu, jangan ngomong dulu, tamu. We wanna keep... Jadi cowok ini
feels
tuh...
Feels like a dictatorship, but okay.
Cowok ini tuh terkenal dengan suaranya yang cukup ganteng, karena suara terganteng tak punya Rio. Tapi ternyata kalau yang ini, dia pesonanya yang dibilang ganteng sama cewek-cewek, katanya. Nicole, sebagai sahabat dari tamu berikut ini, do you think he's handsome? Is he gonna straight to the point?
Wow. That's a long
let's just say that I've been friends for a very long time with this man. He's a man. Wow. But wow. We don't look at each other like that. Let's just get straight to it. Welcome, Mullen.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. And can we go back? Pertanyaan adalah, do you think that he's handsome? She goes into this whole spiel kayak, let's just say, gue udah kenal dia lama.
Ya
kan? Ya.
Terus apa?
Kayak misalnya udah kenal
lama. Let's just say
lama.
He's on the spectrum.
Susah buat gue komen soal temen gue gitu loh. Kayak, it's a weird thing. Welcome, Mullen. Thank you so much for being with us for this.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for inviting me.
BKR trilogy episode where we're going to interview all three of you guys. We've already interviewed. That's literally because I just watched The Matrix and that's why I named it that. So
you just watched The Matrix?
Yeah. No, I mean like I watch it. Wow. I watched it again, basically. It's like you gotta watch it like once a year, right?
I mean like Mullen, sorry.
No, it's not Home Alone. Well, it's not Home Alone. Home Alone, yes,
Home Alone?
Do
you watch Home Alone once a
you
year?
You don't watch Home Alone
yeah,
once a year?
Yeah, I do. Once.
No, I watch Love Actually once a year.
I watch
Home Alone. Okay, you watch Love Actually. You watch Home Alone. Tuh. Lo apa lagi, Sab, yang lo tonton? Setiap tahun pasti lo tonton.
Home Alone and The Holiday.
The Holiday?
Yeah, I tried to Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet and Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Yeah, it's very... Okay. Movie. I tried to watch fucking Stepmom every once in a year, but it gets too fucking depressing. I cry a lot.
No, Stepmom is super duper depressing, dude.
Yeah,
depressing.
Man. You know me when I watch.
That's gue tau.
Stepmom.
That's Will Ferrell kan.
Yeah, tapi tuh ini tuh Susan Sarandon sama Julia Roberts, Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Mullen, apa kabar?
Yes. Alhamdulillah sehat. Kalian gimana sehat?
Sehat.
Satu masih di karantina, yang satu.
Yang satu gini-gini aja.
Sehat. Terus lu gimana tuh di?
Di sini sih lagi proses. Sama sih kayak Indonesia, lagi proses mau vaksinasi juga. Cuman beda di sini tuh. Lu ke negara bagian tertentu, kayak gue sekarang di DC gitu ya. Semuanya pakai mask. Semuanya sebisa mungkin WFH. Interaksi dikurangin, sempet nggak bisa makan di restoran indoor gitu ya, agak strict. Terus juga udah Texas, itu ini ada corona nggak sih di sini? Gitu kayak nggak ada yang pakai topeng, nggak ada yang pakai mask, terus restoran buka, klub pun buka. So it's very
buka.
Different. Klub udah ada yang buka.
Wow. Wow.
Seperti tidak pandemi ya teman-teman. Di sini ya.
Well. We really hope that you're staying safe over stateside, but we're very, very happy that you are safe and that you are able to join us for this very special trilogy episode. Kemarin ini kita baru abis interview sih enggak ya, tapi abis ngobrol sama Rio. We asked him a few things and we were trying to think. I was like, Sab, what are we going to ask Mullen today? And she's like, I don't know, man, you're his friend. And I'm like, shit, I don't know either what the fuck I'm going to ask him. But we figure we'll just, this is kind of how Sabrina and I work. When we have friends that come on, it's kind of just like a conversation. So that's basically how it's going to go. But we will probably ask you some of the same questions that we asked Rio. But yeah, I think one of the questions that we really, really want to know, and I feel like it's such a trending topic, and obviously Sabrina is an expert at it, is Clubhouse.
Yeah. Do you own a Clubhouse?
I do. Gue baru 4 hari lalu. Terus waktu gue masuk itu, gue lagi ngobrol sama Kimo sebenarnya. Jadi roomnya semacam topiknya adalah buat newbie gitu, harus ngapain? Because I didn't know what to do. Terus dia menceritakan, wah menarik juga. And Kimo is just a fantastic talker. He could sell you a dead rat.
Yeah, so,
he is. Susah, ya kan? He's a true salesman. Jadi makin tertarik di situ. Tiba-tiba Young Lex masuk. Terus Young Lex cerita kalau misalkan, dude, I've been on this thing for 36 hours. Gue dulu gamers. Selama 36 jam terakhir, gue gak nyentuh game gue sama sekali. I didn't even talk to my wife. Terus si Kimo sama Kimo jadi jelasin ke Young Lex. Dan this is why Kimo is such a great salesman. Di akhirnya, dia yang ngomong, by the way, gue mau meeting nih sama lo, mau ada proyek. Boleh ya, abis ini kita lanjut. Terus Young Lex-nya, oh iya, yeah, okay, gitu. So he pitched something on Clubhouse and potentially got a project. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, he was creating all sort of rooms back and forth. So I saw Kimo with, you know, these rooms with all agencies surrounding one client. So they're like, you know, discussing on how clients are basically being so hard on the agency. So it's like a good platform for you to learn. But then again, we just scroll around the Clubhouse. There's so many rooms that talks about bullshit. Like, but it's also
like what?
So,
name one.
Like, oh, so fucking fun. So the other day I went on Clubhouse that says zombies, do you believe it or not? So I went there because I love zombies, and he's like, lo punya zombie nggak? Lo kalau diuber zombie gimana? Zombie tuh kira-kira bintangnya apa ya? Lo kalau pilih satu senjata, lo bakal pegang apa? Terus gue yang nanya kayak, kalau zombie tuh gue pengennya yang nggak bisa lari, man. Iya, tapi kalau yang di film ini, it's such a nerdy thing to talk about, but it was so light, and I love being in a apa kayak room yang orang-orangnya gue nggak kenal gitu loh. I love it. Kalau misalnya kenal tuh jadi kayak just like a fucking group chat, you know? It's like it's not even that.
Lo inget gak sih kayak zaman-zaman dulu ada what the fuck was it called? Was it ICQ? It wasn't ICQ. It was like chat rooms. You'd go into chat rooms and be like
MIRC. MIRC kan?
Emang iya? Gue lupa lagi namanya.
Kalau chat room dulu sih gue MIRC.
Maybe it was that. Pokoknya ada room terus lo masuk. You have like your name, like your screen name or whatever, and then you just talk to random people there.
And you ask people ASPLS, kan?
Yes.
Yeah, that was MIRC.
MIRC.
It's the same kind of concept, isn't it? Except that this is just you talk to people. It's not recorded. Tapi mungkin emang orang-orang yang the thing that made Clubhouse so happening is because guys like Mark Cuban and Elon Musk started getting on it, and then, you know, the CEOs of the world really wanted to start hearing Elon Musk and maybe getting into a chat room with him and getting on a talk with him. Like, I don't know. I'm not against it because, like, I can't say, like, because I haven't tried it. But you guys should try it first and tell me how it goes, see how long it lasts, I guess.
I think the point is that this spawned from everyone's boredom of being in quarantine. We're yearning for actual interaction. This is the next best thing. The analogy is this is a Zoom call without video, basically. Dan orangnya bisa banyak. Dan it's in the beta stage. This is what I learned from these rooms with Kimo and everything. It's in the beta stage. Dan menurut gue, ya gue baru seminggu. Lu, Sab, seminggu juga ya?
Yeah, kind of like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. So as users, we are also in the beta stage. Yang artinya kan, kedepannya akan selalu ada update-update. Kayaknya salah satu room Indonesia kemarin yang isinya Desta, siapa lagi ya? Desta, Ima, Desta, terus.
Pokoknya orang yang terkenal.
Iya. Itu roomnya bisa sampai 5.000 orang, gitu kan. Dan tadinya itu adalah rekor room terame waktu Elon Musk sama foundernya si Robinhood yang lagi masalah kemarin. 5.000, gitu kan. Nah, ketika yang Indonesia full di 5.000, tiba-tiba ke-upgrade. Besoknya, batasnya jadi 6.000. Last night, Joe Rogan came on.
Yeah, okay. I heard that was a fucking, like, people were just going nuts and shit.
That went from 7,000, and because the CEO was on, Orangnya ada yang ngomong gitu, ini nggak bisa dimaksimalin lagi gitu. Oh iya, bentar-bentar. I think he texted his staff or something. Tiba-tiba
jadi 8.
That's what I heard in the room.
Oh, that's okay. But you don't know. That's like an urban legend now. You don't know if that actually happened, right?
No, it did happen. So he asked for two things. Secara bercanda ya. Jadi orang-orang yang bercanda tuh bilang, gedein dong roomnya. Buat apa gue punya CEO ya di sini? It went from 7,000 to 8,000. Terus si Joe Rogan tadi mau pakai nama dia sendiri. Udah ada yang punya. Gitu kan, akunnya. Can we do something about that? Oh yeah. So he got his name that day. Karena tadinya disuruhnya, lo pakai the real Joe Rogan aja. That's a bit too Trump for me. So those two things happened in that room because the CEO was there. And I think it's fascinating. Tapi sampai kapannya gue gak tahu. When are people going to get bored of this? Because again, it came from us yearning this interaction, which we can't have. And this is the second best thing. And the second best thing always gets boring after a while.
Yeah, this is exactly yang gue bilang sama Sabrina kemarin. Kayak, gue tuh, I don't know, man. I like to see exactly what I told Rio last time. Like, I like to see the longevity of things rather than what's trending. And the thing about Indonesians is that they love to see what's trending, like, at that moment, and they have to be a part of it, whether or not they want to talk about something interesting or not. I don't know. So, gue pengen lihat dulu nih ini kemana, but I think for people who do want to try it out, I mean, obviously you should. I mean, my fucking husband's on it, and he's like, it's so cool. People are like talking, and like people ask me to talk and shit, and I'm like, good for you, man. That's great. Like,
so here's my question: is your husband a talkative person in general?
No.
So no. That says something, kan? Ada suatu app yang ternyata memicu dia untuk sharing gitu. I know he's in the tech industry, and I'm sure he talks with a lot of those CEO rooms and stuff, right?
I mean, he's been asked to speak maybe once or twice, and he spoke once, and I think it was like when he downloaded Clubhouse because someone invited him. I think it was like, I don't know who it was, some other CEO, and I think after a while that he was like, he just wanted to listen, right? And I think kayak kemarin aja Sabrina tuh ngomong sama Rio juga kan, kayak Sabrina juga pengen. Kadang dia tuh masuk ke, like, I guess what you call it is like a room, and she just wants to go in there to listen. But then sometimes people ask you to talk, and it's like, what if you don't want to talk? What if you just want to listen?
I tapi sebenarnya tuh gue bisa untuk kayak, you know, choose to not to talk, but like, mungkin it's just me, because I'm trying out things, and then like people expect you to talk, but then I realized when I got into the room, like a smaller room, like in the big rooms, people barely recognize me at all, but like, because I like to talk a lot, so people assume that, oh, Sabrina's here, she wants to take the spotlight on, she wants to talk. But most of the time, I just like to hear, and for me, like, carrying the conversation with people who's not initially, like, you know, kalau kita bertiga kan, kita tiga-tiganya, we do podcasts. You were a broadcaster, Mullen, and then Nicole and I, we talk a lot in public, as in public speaking, so we have this rules, opening, closing, blah blah blah. So kalau ada yang diem, kita yang bantu carrying conversation. Itu kayak shooting blanks gitu loh. Terus kayak narasumbernya bisa kayak 9 orang, bisa kayak 10 orang. It was a lot. And it was, pertama it was really fun to be around those situation. But then at the end of the day, like, man, ini capek juga ya kalau ngomong terus. Karena apalagi orang kayak gue yang gak suka ngedengerin, kayak gak suka kayak awkward silence gitu. Like, I don't like awkward silence. Makes me...
That air membuat lo canggung ya. Tapi... So on the display, di atasnya tuh kayak ada lambang kertas. Gua pencetkan. Itu keluar semua guidelines ya. So talking about this awkwardness and the whole system of it, di situ ada poin-poin how to be a good moderator. Nah, jadi untuk supaya nggak dead air, flow obrolannya itu berjalan dengan enak, itu ada poin-poinnya gitu. Jadi ngingetin moderator, misalnya ada yang lagi ngomong tapi di belakang dia berisik gitu, you have the right to mute them. Terus soal mute unmute segala macam. Nah, untuk listener itu juga ada guidelinesnya, and the point that I remember is there's no pressure to talk. Jadi balik lagi ke poin lo, Seb, lo sebenarnya ada di situ untuk dengerin kan. Pada saat notifikasi muncul kan, opsinya adalah join atau no maybe later. There's no pressure if you want to do no maybe later. Karena pada intinya menurut gue sih, you can talk all you want, you talk 4 hours about zombies to tech. Tapi poinnya adalah retensinya. What do you take away from that? Dan semakin bagus nanti nih sistemnya ya diperbaiki, makin banyak retensinya. There's more takeaways instead of just talking about shit for 5 hours and not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
Is there a cap, by the way? Is there a cap that like you can't go for more than an hour or something?
No, there's 24-hour ones.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. That sounds healthy. Sounds really healthy, guys. Sounds really...
The other day, someone fell asleep on their clubhouse and one of their peers recorded them snoring.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the absolute drawback.
Educational. Absolutely educational, guys. That's a take out. Like, even more after you guys have been talking about it, I just really want to be a part of it. So, yeah. You guys are really turning me into a clubhouse.
That's what Joe Rogan said. Jadi dia kan kemarin tuh dipaksa. Ngobrol ngomong itu. Terus orangnya nanya, CEO nanya, lu akan terus-terusan pakai ini enggak? Enggak, dia bilang. Kenapa? I don't have the time for this. I have things to do. Karena ya itu, ya ada yang Lex yang bisa 36 jam. Ada tendensi ke sana and most of the time humans have zero self-control. Mm-hmm. So it could be dangerous.
This is exactly what I told Sabrina kayak kemarin itu Sabrina ngajak gue dan gue bilang sih itu bagusnya Sabrina sama gue jadi teman karena Sabrina is really good at the shit that I'm not good at. Like the shit that I don't like to be a part of. Like I'm not good at
talking to
like,
the camera.
Kita tuh pernah, like you know what, I really absolutely hate it. Like if any time we can do the podcast with no camera, I prefer it. Except if it was
karena?
I'm not good with this. I don't like it. And I don't like looking at myself. It's like weird.
The question is, you're on YouTube.
Yeah. But I'm not really in the content anymore. Putra and I decided to make Fix because we liked making content. We liked making the productions we wanted to make. But there is a reason that I'm no longer really on camera anymore because I'm not really good at it.
They call me a Fix homies. I'm basically Nicole's and Putra's little minions.
She's my bitch. Basically, I just needed like a really good looking girl to replace me. And we had a few candidates. Yeah, we had a few candidates. There were a few girls, but they just couldn't drink with me. And I was like, nah.
I had drink all of them.
So basically Sabrina was the best candidate because she outdrank me. But anyway, I don't even know what the fuck the point was. I don't know what we were talking about. Intinya. I think Clubhouse. Let's just see how it goes. I'm curious to see how it goes. And it's another new trending thing. I mean, gua aja tuh nggak pernah. I don't use TikTok, and I know Sabrina does. I don't know if you.
I don't use TikTok.
Yeah, I do. But I recently was talking to a friend yang emang dia itu nggak di dia nggak tinggal di Indonesia lah. And I think a lot of famous TikTokers in Indonesia are very much into dance content. Everything is about these weird, I don't know, dance. I don't know. I'm not going to dance. But my friend in the States told me that it's super educational. And I'm actually thinking about downloading TikTok. So you never know. I guess.
I don't have TikTok, but I do want to know how I can penetrate the OnlyFans market. What do I have to do?
Wow,
do I have to show more leg, more cleavage? Gimana nih maksudnya monetize-nya gimana nih? Gue dengar sih duitnya bagus, ya kan?
Gue sih kemarin mau jualan telapak kaki gue. Yourself, Melan.
Yeah, come on. Gue bingung deh. Lu kenapa nanya kayak gitu? Tapi Instagram lo aja private.
Lo kan bukannya banyak.
Like, come on, even Rio sendiri itu udah punya tik biru lo. Lo tuh enggak ada.
Iya. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you still put your Instagram on private?
Yeah, it's still on private.
Wow, I'm one of the lucky people who follows you when you're not on private. You let me through the gate, Marlon.
You just caught me when I was online, Seb.
Oh, bitch. Wow, I will sell all of your photos and data to all your fans and whoever likes you. Hit me up, guys. You want a picture of Molan?
Seb, lo bikin account palsu aja. The real Molen Cassandra.
The real Molen Cassandra Instagram.
Gue mumpung ada opsi untuk privacy gitu. Gue akan pakai sih. Dan itu yang gue lakukan ke IG gue gitu. There was an option to private.
But,
and I did it and it feels good.
But do you slide into girls DM though?
Do I what?
Do you slide into girls DMs though? Like how is your game basically initially? Well, I don't know if you would have, I mean like so, you, I mean do you own a Tinder or like any dating app?
I used to. So we have an episode on dating apps. Yeah. Jadi waktu itu gue ke Eropa selama sebulan. Terus di satu kota tuh cuma 3 hari. Terus ketemu sama teman gue terus yang kayak gila jadwal lo padat juga ya. Lu kapan jalan-jalannya? Nah, itu udah gue disorientasi arah gitu ya. Gue bisa enggak tahu jalan pulang tuh sering. Dulu waktu di Jakarta gue cuma hafal jalan ke kantor sama ke rumah teman-teman terdekat. Susah gue. And I don't have a tour guide basically. Nah, temen gue bikinin gue akun di Tinder and he swipe right on everything. Dia bilang, "You're here to find someone, every woman. Lo di sini untuk nemuin teman buat jalan-jalan dan banyak cewek-cewek di sini yang mau jalan nemenin jalan-jalan kok." Gitu. Ya udah, so I used it. And then I was on Bumble for a bit because I was intrigued about the whole cewek yang
deketin duluan, yang ngobrol duluan. Yeah.
And how successful were you on Tinder compared to Bumble?
And dating apps.
How do you rate success, Nicole?
basically, how many times did you actually not the matches, right? But how many times did meet someone and actually like take them home and a little bit?
Kalau parameter sampai take them home ya enggak segitunya juga sih. I only had 3 days. Jadi kalau parameternya adalah ngedate, terus dia ngajakin gue ke tempat-tempat seru di kota itu, maybe 80-90%.
Okay, but lumayan. actually going, you know, what are the cool people
say
calling
it.
Now? I don't know.
Say it.
The whole shebang.
Say it, Nicole.
I'm you know? Not going to.
Say it, granny.
Shut up.
To the fuck town.
The whole shebang happened a couple of times, and it was fun. And then Bumble was interesting because lo menyangkanya cowok, sebagai cowok gue menyangkanya seru juga ya gue di approach duluan. Tapi gue enggak menyadari bahwa nunggunya itu menyiksa.
Capek, ya?
Gitu. Lo cuma punya waktu 1 hari buat cewek ini nyapa lo atau dia ngilang gitu kan.
Yeah.
Dan pada saat ada satu cewek yang ngilang gitu yang ada lo kayak hati gue kayak yes gitu. There she goes.
The one that got away. Hati lo juga bisa kayak gitu ya, Mon. Gue kira lo gak punya hati.
Terus kan sekarang lo udah gak on Bumble. And maksudnya, yaudah itu Bumble sama Tinder. Berarti kalau misalnya...
No, we are assuming that he's no longer on Bumble or Tinder.
No, maksud gue itu Bumble dan Tinder. Tapi kan karena Instagram, your Instagram is on private. Is it like, you know, mengecilkan kesempatan lo untuk slide on people's DM or whatever? Is that up in your alley or is it too sophisticated or whatever? Or is it...
I'd gladly go up their alley. Yeah. Buat kalian tuh pernah private akunnya nggak?
Nope.
Okay. Jadi ketika lo private akunnya, gue settingannya adalah supaya orang yang nggak follow gue tetap bisa message kan. Nah, people usually slide through those message requests.
So even though you are in private,
they can still message me.
I see.
So do people still message you after, before, pre big BKR, or is it getting more post BKR?
Ya harus diakui, diakui meningkat sejak BKR ya. Tapi seringnya adalah orang yang gue dengerin BKR nih. Approve dong dan pada saat gue online gue reply gitu thank you udah dengerin and I'll approve them sliding in there have been a couple of girls and I'm not gonna lie I check the profiles obviously and sometimes we talk and it's not gone past that masalahnya itu belum pernah sampai
I was not expecting this answer. I have to be super honest with you. Karena kemarin ini gue ngobrol sama Rio itu emang orangnya yang kayak super duper open when we talk to. I don't really know about it that well, but I was like, I feel like what we're gonna, a lot of the stuff that we want to ask Mullen might not be answered, or like I don't think he's gonna answer in a way that like is gonna be as open as Rio.
Well, all right, Sabrina, again, 10, maybe 15 years of friendship, and you just assume
again
that I'm not going to open up to you guys. It cuts me to the core.
Not in a bad way. Maksud gue tuh bilang sama Sabrina kalau lo tuh emang you're the kind of guy that really appreciates his privacy, which is one of the reasons that you are private on Instagram, I guess.
Yeah, betul.
Okay. And since I've known you, you've also been quite a private person. So I'm a little bit surprised at the fact that you actually answer the girls that DM you.
Nice. I do.
But by the way, how do you feel being like called the, you know, the handsome one in the group?
Jesus.
Sorry, I just had
Sam.
To. Aww, look at you. He's watching. Oh, so cute.
I'm not good with compliments. Nicole knows this. Gua sangat awkward, and that's how I am online as well.
It's a fact. That's what people told me about you when they know you.
That is very true, though. That is very true.
When they know that I know you, some girls are like, "Oh my God, Kak Mullen, he's so." I'm like, "Yeah, he's a good-looking guy." It's like, "Salamin dong, gue ngomong apa anjir? Dia kan gak kenal sama lo, malu juga, malu gila, gue harus ngomong kayak gitu."
Tapi emang kalau gue bilang sih, kalau ya. Out of the three of you guys, and even though like you're still my friend, I have to say that you are the better looking one out of
okay. Out of maksudnya itu tadi pujian yang enak gitu, tapi disclaimer ya, you're my friend.
Okay, sorry.
You know?
Can you just give a proper
compliment?
We'll coba angkat itu nanti. Let me try again. Yes, Mullen, I definitely agree with Sabrina that out of the three of you guys, that you are probably the better looking male of the trio.
Did you hear that? And if you could see her expression right now, it sounds like that she has a gun to her head. Okay, no, she, banget, but I'll take it, Nicole. I'll take it. Thank you.
Just take it. I don't usually give compliments to friends.
Jadi kan sebelum BKR kan, you guys are like together, and then like, have you ever think that BKR would get to this like quantity, would be this big? Because I asked the same thing Rio, karena Rio kan benar-benar laid back. For all I care, Rio tuh kan orangnya kayak, ya gue nge-DJ, mainin lagu indie, bla bla bla. Dia orang super gak peduli sama per fame-faman gitu. Nah lo, have you ever expect this thing to be this big?
Sama sekali enggak sih, karena pengalaman gue di radio itu ngelihat bahwa bagian-bagian untuk to run a radio, there's a lot of parts. Kan gue dulu cuma penyiar aja ya gitu, tapi di tim gue sendiri gue ada produser, terus ada operator, terus ada kan, ada AE-nya, ada marketing. Jadi selalu kebayang bahwa membentuk suatu radio itu tuh susah gitu kan. Tiba-tiba ada teknologi podcast. Ternyata kita bisa handle sendiri hanya untuk konten saja gitu kan. Terus sekitar 4 atau 5 bulan kita ada tawaran yang memaksa kita harus bentuk PT. Aku gak ada pengalaman sama sekali berbisnis. Gimana sih daftarin PT itu kan? Administrasinya kayak gimana? Kontrak kayak gimana? Ternyata bisa. Jadi makin lama tadinya yang gue sangka tidak bisa dilakukan oleh hanya 3 orang dan tim kecil, ternyata bisa. So it's been very surprising. Banyak banget hal yang kita pelajarin gitu ya. Tapi kalau misalkan menjawab pertanyaan lo sih, we never thought we could do this. Karena pengalaman kita di radio, kita nyangka kayak, oh jadi penyiar ya cuman gini gitu. Disuruh AE, disuruh marketing, disuruh jadi produser atau sound engineer, mana bisa kita. But apparently,
What apparently?
Ada apa?
Apparently dulu.
No.
So
no,
like,
no. Gua ada apa?
Apparently apa dulu belum selesai.
I probably forgot about it. Okay.
So ini gue mau nanya lagi seperti yang sorry to cut you off, kayak gue nanya Rio tadi, lo pernah nggak dideketin sama kayak fans or followers yang aneh-aneh gitu. I'm gonna ask all like this question that makes you feel slightly uncomfortable. I can see it from your face. And Nicole is really happy about it. Look at her face.
I'm trying not to talk so I don't interrupt you guys. Please continue. Please.
gitu karena yang konteksnya aneh adalah membuat gue kaget lah ya gitu. Karena kalau misalkan message-nya adalah okay, gue mendengar, ya gue balasnya dengan thank you pasti gitu. Thank you. Nah dia message berikutnya langsung lompat ke gue lagi di Bali nih. Does this look good? And it was a video for like trying on a bikini. Jadi kaget lah gue dari halo gue kenalan terus tiba-tiba kayak this is look good.
Wait a second, can I ask? I know this is like a girl question to ask. What color was the bikini?
It was pink.
Oh nice.
It was
Barbie ass.
Neon pink? Is it neon pink?
Neon like pink.
It looked like she wanted to go to Burning Man.
Oh my god.
Okay. Terus lanjut.
Ya itu. Kalau misalkan ya kalau lo bilang aneh sih, menurut gue tuh aneh ya. Dari
itu aneh.
A langsung ke Z gitu kan. Jadi ya ada yang kayak gitu-gitu.
Terus lo balesnya apa?
I don't know how to reply. Gue nggak balas lah, Nick. I know you want me to, tapi gue nggak balas. I don't want to say that.
Just be like, nice tits. Come on.
Enggak. Because I don't know, kan. I don't know. Maybe that's a catfish. I don't know, kan. Kan gue gak tahu orang ini siapa.
Yeah, okay, betul. Gitu.
Jadi ya gue gak bisa mengontrol apa yang mereka kirim ke gue. But I can at least control what I say back.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Nice
that's
tips.
Very fair. That's... Nice tips. I mean, that's what she wants, right? That's what she wants to hear.
I mean, like,
she doesn't want you to... She doesn't want you to give her like an insult. She wants you to give her a compliment.
Yeah, give those jugs a hugs for me. Gitu, nggak mungkin gue balas kayak gitu.
Yeah, nice, really nice pink bikini. I really like the color. Could you get it in a different shade?
Oh my god.
Nice rack. Can I put it in my kitchen?
That was bad, but it was so good too.
That's how I reply.
That's how you just reply. That's how you get girls.
Yeah, I just be awkward.
Tapi sekarang lu punya pacar gak sih, Molen?
Enggak.
Terakhir lu punya pacar kapan?
Ntar gue punya pacar, ya gue suka lu nanya-nanya pertanyaan yang sebenarnya lu tahu jawabannya, Nick. Dan dengan
ada
yang
sok.
Gue sengaja nanya, karena listeners kita tuh ngefans banget sama lu, dan mereka tuh gak tahu, dan mereka tuh malah tahu, karena mereka tuh kayak suka banget sama lu, Molen. Jadi kayak, they just wanna know the truth.
Ganteng banget. Tolong dong kasap salamin sama Kak Molen. Gue sampai pernah, gue inget banget waktu itu gue ada Q&A. Ada Q&A gue. Terus ada kan gue suruh nanya. Terus tiba-tiba yang nanya gini, screenshot conversation Kak Sabrina sama Kak Molen. That is a very odd thing to ask.
Terus lo kasih dia, lo kasih dia waktu gue kirim lo dick pic kan?
Kurang gede. Sorry.
Lagi dingin.
Fotonya lagi dingin.
Cuacanya lagi dingin.
Iya, gitu dingin. Kurang hangat. Gak enak lah nanti orang bilang ini kan. Jadi gue ngeliat kayak pertama it's so weird for people to ask me that. Karena ya udah aneh aja. Terus kedua kayak pas gue ngeliat gak ada yang menarik dari obrolan kita. Jadi gak ada yang bisa gue jadiin konten. Jadi gak ada yang gue post. Omongan gue cuma riak-riak doang sama lagu-lagu lo. Jadi udah gak ada yang... There's nothing spicy enough for them like or as a clickbait or whatever. Jadi gak seru deh. Gitu. Aneh juga sih. Aneh banget ada yang minta conversation itu.
We haven't gone... Wait, let's not move on. Let's not jump around here. You haven't answered the question. When was the last time you had a girlfriend?
Punya pacar gak mau?
2019 pacaran yang terakhir itu gue 1.5 tahun. Wow. Itu terakhir.
Pas kita interview lo udah punya pacar?
Pas di rumah lo?
Uh-huh.
Enggak.
Oh,
I've been single since then.
Oh gitu.
Oh gitu lo nadanya ngedekin abis. But go ahead.
Well anyways I mean we asked Rio the same kind of question karena dan emang Rio was very open with his answers and everything, but What kind of a
What, Nicole?
I don't know. It's fucking weird to ask
She can
one of these
barely
questions.
get through it.
Gue mau mulai ke teman lama, jadi kayak I don't ask him shit like this. I just see him when
We
I'm
don't
on.
talk about this shit. We really don't.
Let's take a shot. Let's take a shot.
Let's take a shot. Let's take a shot. Let's take a shot.
What kind of?
No, let's take actual shots before we actually do this.
I don't have anything to take shots of. All
right. Okay.
You take a shot. You drink. Keep in mind, it's 9:30. What time is it there?
Where? Here?
Yeah, yours.
In DC?
Yeah,
It's 11 in the morning.
Jadi teman-teman, sister fixers or mother fixers, if you're listening, it's 11 a.m. in the morning, and Mullen is taking a shot of Jameson. And he's holding 2 liters bottle of Jameson. Jadi gede banget. He has problems, I think.
Yeah.
No, that's not a problem, Sam.
Because it's weekend.
It's weekend and it's 5 p.m. somewhere.
Is Sunday really a weekend, though?
It's Sunday here.
Itu depressing banget sih, Nick. Kalau misalkan lu tuh bahkan gak menganggap minggu tuh weekend. Kayak, aduh. That's quite depressing.
Kenapa besoknya kan weekday?
Iya, tapi kenapa harus mikirin besok sih? Live in the now.
Oh, I see. okay.
Gini aja gitu pertemanannya mereka, teman-teman udah 10 tahun temenan kayak begini.
Nah, kayaknya lebih deh, lebih dong. Lebih.
So what was the question?
The question was, how are you, do you think, as a boyfriend? How do you treat your girlfriends? And how have you been treated in relationships?
There's three questions in there. How am I as a boyfriend?
No, there's two questions.
Okay, what were the two questions?
how are anjingnya? Ini nih yang kalau gue paling gak suka tuh ngobrol sama orang tuh, Molen tuh kayak he's very intelligent and he knows exactly how to fucking confuse the fuck out of you. I swear to God, every time I'm fucking talking to Molen and like. I mean, I met Mullen when I was in fucking high school, okay? And I was fucking stupid. And Sap, lo tau kan gue orangnya naif banget ya, kayak...
Shall we go into that? Shall we go into how...
No, absolutely not.
Shall we, Sab? Shall we, Sab?
I think we all established that we know that Nicole the Thespian was very naive in high school.
Yeah.
I even know her nickname, Nicole the Thespian.
Shut the fuck up.
So naive.
The question was, Mullen, how are you as a boyfriend, do you think? And how have you been treated in relationships, in your past relationships?
Gue mencoba untuk mempelajari pasangan gue ketika gue pacaran. Jadi kalau pertanyaan lo, am I the flowers kind? Am I the chocolate kind? Kalau pasangan gue suka, I'd do it. Don't shake your head, Nicole. I'd do it. Enggak beneran. I would do it.
Really?
If it makes them happy. Karena beda-beda kan. Buat gue itu nggak membuat gue senang, tapi buat mereka membuat gue senang. And that happened in my last relationship. She was like, half of our relationship was long distance. Jadi dia bilang, okay, mungkin sebelum lu pacaran sama gue, hal-hal kayak anniversary, Valentine's itu nggak berarti buat lu. Ya karena lu bareng di satu tempat. Kita kan ada long distance ya nih. Ya ini ada nilai value-nya dong. Oh, okay. So I got the point.
Okay.
Iya, jadi pada saat gue pacaran sama dia, ya gue menilai hal-hal itu penting gitu.
Okay.
Di kasus yang berbeda, ya situasinya beda lagi. So I think I'm that type of boyfriend.
Okay.
I like to please the other person. Jadi gue mencoba mempelajari apa yang dia suka gitu. Which sounds like a good thing. But it can be not a good thing. Karena kadang-kadang kelamaan mikirnya gitu. Kayak, dia suka gak ya kalau gue kayak gini ya? Dia sebenarnya gimana sih kalau gue gini gitu. Jadi kadang-kadang kebanyakan mikirnya itu juga gak disuka sama cewek gitu. I just be spontaneous. Just do what you want. Sedangkan kadang-kadang I put a bit too much thought into it. Jadinya pasangan gue pernah ada beberapa kali kesel gitu.
Do you think that you've always been this kind of boyfriend or have you maybe...
No.
Okay.
As humans, I think we constantly evolve and contradict what we were before.
Okay.
Jadi, ada orang yang, gua mungkin,
can you maybe give an example of this?
Absolutely. I after my first long distance relationship, I was like, fuck that shit. Never gonna do it again. horrible idea. What the fuck was I thinking?
Can we ask what happened in that first song, This Is Relationship?
A lack of sex phone? No titty pictures? No.
No.
No sex video calls?
It
no.
Was...
No pink bikini pictures. That's what happened.
No titty pictures.
I wish... I just don't have that good of an imagination, you know. The relationship started as kita pacaran 3 tahun. Terus dia harus sekolah di luar. Dan ada hubungan sama masalah keluarga lah yang membuat kita harus akhirnya long distance. Gue menyangka bahwa dia enggak mau. Itu asumsi gue. That's the danger of assuming anything. Jadi gue langsung berasumsi ya udah kita putus nih, ya kan? Terus nyokapnya juga ngasih tahu gitu, Molen, this my daughter, you're her first boyfriend, but she's still young, so I want her to explore the world.
Okay.
Ya intinya adalah ya
it's
kalian
a
jangan.
Harsh, no? To yeah, say it is.
Tapi ya waktu itu gue hubungannya udah sedekat itulah untuk kalau belak-belakan yang nyakitin nggak apa-apa. Ya udah asumsi gue kayak udah kayaknya putus nih. Gue gak tau dia kan, nyokap lo bilang gini, marah, kayak, apa hak dia, ini kan hubungan kita berdua, aduh salah lagi gue, so you get the whole pragmatic thing, right, I'm trying to do the right thing, and then like, whoops, okay, I fucked up again, terus akhirnya, she talked to her mom, and we did the whole long distance thing, that was the bad idea, karena persis apa yang dibilang sama nyokapnya, dia butuh itu, she needed that freedom at that point in her life, and that's why it didn't work out.
Okay. Tapi abis itu lo emang karena emang lo belajar dari experience itu dan lo kayak enggak deh I would never fucking do long distance again because it was such a bad. It wasn't I guess it wasn't the best experience for you.
But... And then I did it again.
Well, you never learn, my friend.
Itu.
Safe to say, soalnya tadi kan lo bilang your last relationship was a long distance relationship and what I'm assuming was your first long distance relationship was some time ago. So there was some time in between there that you had your next one.
Yeah, there was some time in between there where I just went on dates. Sempat beberapa kali eksklusif gitu, but only for like 3 or 4 months, which I don't, like no offense to the lovely women that I dated during those times, but I don't consider that as relationships.
Right.
Karena cuma sebentar. Terus ya udah yang terakhir ini pacaran 1,5 tahun ya setengahnya long distance juga. Jadi gue sempet yang gak mau banget gue LDR lagi and then I fell for someone in that situation.
Wah.
Jadi Justin Bieber was right, yo, never say never.
Oh my god,
never
don't quote Justin Bieber.
His mustache might be wrong, but his words are true.
You were getting so good with all the words, and you were like, "Yeah, but I did it again because I felt something for her." And then you quoted Justin Bieber. Why did you quote Justin Bieber?
Britney Spears was right, yo. Oops, I did it again. is true. To
now you're just quoting fucking
free Britney, free Britney from her situation
hashtag
right now.
Free
shout out to Britney, shout out to Kevin Federline, shout out to Britney's dad,
shout out
to Justin Timberlake,
shout out to Jamie Lynn Spears, okay? Because that girl,
shout out to Jamie Lynn Spears,
yeah, I love
shout
that girl,
out,
okay?
Out.
Zoe 101, what's
shout
up?
Shout out to Scooter Brown.
Shout tapi out. sekarang setelah lo udah long distance lagi and you're like, okay, that didn't really work out or whatever. But would you, if you met the right girl, would you do long distance again?
Probably. Knowing, like, listening to that whole story, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell that I probably contradict myself. Tapi emang, gak tau, kalian deh, ada gak sih hal-hal yang lo kontradiktif banget dengan satu stance yang lo punya bertahun-tahun yang lalu? And it's embarrassing to admit it. Tapi emang kejadian...
I mean, I used to always tell myself that I would never stay with a guy that hit me. And I stayed with a guy that hit me for the longest time. But I did it because I was dumb and stupid and naive.
Was that because that... Apa ya? Okay, let's start with why you said you would never be with a guy like that. Itu dari
wow.
cerita. Maksudnya,
I mean,
It's logical. It's logical.
It's logical. No, it's logical. If someone that you think that loves you is hurting you in either in a mental or a physical way, then you should probably leave the relationship, right?
It's absolutely.
What, I think it's what we are taught to do. And I mean, I'm going to say that that's probably what you should do. Tapi banyak banget, and this is a little deep, but I would say that there's a lot of men as well, and women that are probably in relationships that are abusive either mentally or physically, and they tend to stay in those relationships. And
okay,
I think it's this, I don't know. I feel like if there was a guy that was dating Sabrina and the guy hit her, I feel like Sabrina would be like, fuck you. And then she'd probably hit him back, right? But
knowing Sabrina.
Sabrina's a fucking tough cookie, I'm going to say. But I think it's part of like your character. Like, I'm also a very passive person, and I'm very stupid. Stupid is not the right word. I'm smart. No. I'm a little smart.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you accepted that behavior, there's this line from the book, Perks of Being a Wallflower. Uh-huh. We accept the love we think we deserve.
I really like this quote.
I love that.
Apakah ada itu? Apakah ada itu di pikiran lo bahwa this is the love I deserve?
Mungkin.
Hal ini terjadi karena ya ada guenya juga gitu.
Nah, mungkin sih. I could really go into a whole fucking hour of analyzing how I was in that relationship, and I don't think that we want to go through that hour because this is supposed to be a very happy episode. But
it's fine. I have a bottle left, so.
No, but
about you, Molly.
That's exactly what I mean. It's not about me.
As much as I sympathize with Nicole.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
But I know that shit. Don't turn it to some. Don't interview us. We need to interview you.
Exactly.
Gun.
I mean, yes, definitely think so. Tapi mungkin Sap, lo pernah nggak sih yang kayak what Mullen was saying is like something that you didn't think that you would.
Istilahnya menjilat ludah sendiri. Wow, lu udah keras banget nih soal poin ini nih.
I don't like that.
Don't imagine it literally, Nicole. Come on.
I'm imagining it literally.
Exactly. I can see by your fucking face. Jadi hal yang lo anti banget nih. Eh, taunya?
Sering lah, nama juga gue. Kapan sih enggak? Come on, Nicole, it's me. I make mistakes. I do a lot of things. Oh man, apa ya? Like, I won't date another rappers. Fuck that. I've been hating the.
Sure.
Yo, seriously.
Sabrina, how many rappers have you dated now?
Officially, 3. So, yeah, that's officially 3. Oh my god, I'm a little bit. Yeah, officially 3, and after
and
the second
one. You're also technically a rapper. You're just like, you're just in love with yourself, basically.
Nah, gue boleh tahu nggak? Gue boleh tahu nggak setelah yang pertama sama yang kedua, apa yang membuat lo berpikir I'm never gonna do this again?
Ya, yeah, karena yang pertama itu he's a great rapper, and by the way, terus kayak personality itu match gue banget. Terus he's basically the first guy that I ever fell in love with, and he broke my heart into a million pieces. He lied, he cheated, he stole my money. He was a drunk fuck. We went into therapy together. The whole shebang gets so fucked up that he took some of my money, and we need to bring a family attorney from two sides of a family within 6 months of the relationship. Yo, it's a lot, okay? I mean, like, I might look happy, but it was fucked up. And then the second rapper. So basically try to build a life with the second one. But then I'm midways, I realized I was just in the middle of a crisis. And maybe the social pressure is pressuring me to be in a relationship. And then, like, I'm like, and then he's not such a good rapper after all.
Really just have to interrupt here because, to be really honest with you, I know that we're saying he's a rapper, but he's not really a rapper. I personally don't think he's a rapper. Like, I don't consider him a rapper. I mean, iya, mungkin dia itu pernah keluarin video di YouTube yang dia lagi nge-rap, cuman kayak rapnya yang kayak
dia cuman kalau ngomong ngebut aja gitu ya. Kalau ngomong agak cepet aja.
Bukan kayak apa yang dia ngomong itu kayak lo tau gak rapper yang suka ngomong repeat gitu loh, yang kayak he probably just recorded this one line and then they put it on repeat. That's what they did. You know what I mean? That's my. I'm just saying. Okay. He's not a rapper in my eyes. The other guy, the first guy was a rapper. The first guy was a rapper. The first guy wasn't so much a rapper.
And then the second one. And then, yeah, this last one. At the concert in Bali when you were there, I was there. And
oh, the festival, yeah.
Yeah, the festival. Uh-huh. So met them there.
Yep.
And you know, for myself that I would. Terus Putra, gue ingat banget waktu itu Putra ngomong kayak gini. Kenapa lo nggak balas message gue? Lo lagi cari calon mantan pacar lo ya? Anjing, siapa yang nyari calon mantan pacar, Put? Anjing lo, kata dia. Lo udah jagain banyak rapper-rapper situ. Coba kasih tau gue, siapa yang lagi deketin lo? Nggak ada, Put. Kan gue lagi kerja, Put. Sibuk banget ini, jujur. Terus, ya udah. And then like, it happened. So, I hate that people would like come into me. Hans, you know my friend Hans. Hans bilang kayak gini, kalau orang tuh straight, gay, Sabtu 3, straight, gay, rapper. It becomes an orientation for me.
Okay.
That thing. I promised myself that I would not date another rapper, and it happens, so I just have to.
See? Yes, I can. That's the point. Sabrina even promised herself. And I'm sure you promised yourself too, Nicole. Right? You go in hard in the paint on some point.
Emphasis on
humans
hard.
Are walking. Yeah. Always hard. 24/7. But the emphasis is on humans are walking contradictions. Lo bisa bilang gue nggak akan pernah, tapi ya itu yang dibilang menjilat lo sendiri. Kayak,
how have you been treated? How have you been treated in relationships, Mullen? Have you been?
How have I been treated? I have been treated very well. Oh. Karena gue bisa belajar, ya karena gue bisa ada yang bisa gue pelajari dari positifnya pasangan-pasangan gue biasanya.
Have you cheated? Or cheated on?
Have I been cheated on? Yep.
Or have you?
Have I cheated? Yes. And it didn't feel good.
Oh.
At the time, I bet it did.
But... Oh, yeah. During those 23 seconds.
Thanks for your honesty, Mullen. You can let me know if you want to cut that out later, but...
Yeah.
It's fine. Women need to know my horsepower. Enggak, jadi when I cheated, kejadiannya adalah ya pasangan gue duluan dan gue menghargai bahwa dia cerita ke gue sesudah itu persis karena ada pasangan-pasangan yang nunggu kan atau nggak cerita sama sekali. I would have never known, we're in different places, tapi dia cerita gue langsung, jadi gue menghargai itu. Nah, you can call this naive, you can call this what you want, tapi karena gue sangat menghargai kejujuran itu, I took her back. Tapi hubungannya menurun terus sejak itu. I just have trust issues all the time. Jadi dia mengusulkan bahwa, let's make it even. Lu silakan deh gitu. Ah,
ew,
and it just got messy.
No. She suggested to make it even, like, okay, why don't we get it and then you can do it?
Ya karena dia menilai bahwa ini akan ada di otak lo terus lagi. Lo berubah banget sejak itu. Dan menurut gue wajar.
Yeah,
I need a time. Dan mungkin menurut gue itu keputusan buruk untuk akhirnya balik lagi. Udah gitu aja sih. Tapi dia mengusulkan itu. Terus gue yang kayak, this will be a good story to my friends.
It either sounds like you had a very like if everything had worked out, it would have been a very healthy relationship, but it sounds like a very unhealthy relationship in my opinion.
Yeah, and another thing which I vowed not to do, ya kan? Sebelum kejadian itu gue nggak mungkin nerima cewek yang pernah gini gitu,
ternyata
gitu kan. So that was the one time I cheated, and those were the times that I was cheated on. Jadi pengalaman di dua-duanya pernah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But you always been treated well. Lo bucin gak?
Can you define that for me? I really don't know.
I mean, like people say that bucin is budak, means budak cinta, or like a slave of love, or like means people who is like dedicate themselves to their love. You always put your girlfriend first.
Nicole is currently signaling with her hands that it means jack off, but in my experience,
jack off is a part of bucin.
Bucin, apa? Slave to love. Well, slave is a harsh word.
I don't like this slave to love. Let's just say bucin. Slave to love sounds like some sort of.
I'm a slave for you.
Oh right, sorry.
Jadi menurut gue, waktu itu kan berharga. Jadi pacaran itu adalah naro pacar lo di prioritas top 3 lah gitu. Nah, gue suka pasangan yang sibuk. So
gimana?
Gue suka pasangan yang sibuk gitu. Punya dia punya kerjaan sendiri, kesibukan sendiri. Gue pun begitu. Jadi gue bukan tipe-tipe yang butuh ketemu setiap hari.
Oke, ngerti. Gitu.
So in that sense, I don't think I'm bucin level. Karena menurut gue tuh bucin harus ketemu setiap hari, agak posesif, sama siapa harus nanya terus, laporan terus. Gue gak kayak gitu, gue juga agak terganggu kalau misalkan kayak gitu. Gue suka pasangan yang sibuk, punya passion dan interest sendiri, dan itu yang menambah value pada saat ketemuan. Jadi gak ketemu nih seminggu dengan kesibukan masing-masing. During the weekend, I can learn a lot. Cuman dari cerita-cerita dia doang gitu, curhat-curhat dia doang. Her industry, her interest, what she doesn't like, what she hates. And I think that's because I don't demand too much time during weekdays.
Yeah. I think that's very fair. And I think it sounds like a much healthier relationship. Kalau misalnya, gue bilang sih emang lu bisa cinta banget sama orang, but you don't really necessarily have to spend every waking moment with them. And I definitely, like, gue belajar itu sih, because I definitely was bucin at one point, and I probably was annoying as fuck. It's probably one of the reasons he cheated on me.
Coba, before we go there, coba deskripsiin, menurut lo tuh nyampe level bucin gara-gara contoh yang kayak gimana? What did you do?
Susah ya, karena this is what I mean. Why are we getting into this shit? Because it's not about me, and it's gonna get very...
it's about you, Mora.
I'm really good at turning the tables, ladies.
Maybe for the next time that if ever you have so much time to come onto our podcast again, we can talk about this if you'd like. A whole episode just dedicated to you questioning me about my life before I was
We married. Can do that over the phone anytime. You guys have my number. We can do that over the phone. Sorry, let's get back to the topic.
We can do fixed PMS, Molen takeover.
No, we can do that over the phone. We'll do that privately.
Whatever
that makes us
Kemarin ini kita juga nanya sama Rio sih, dan sebenarnya when we wanted to initially get you guys onto the podcast, we wanted to ask you guys one question, and it is the question is basically, what is it about guys and not being able to really share how they feel? Kita tuh nggak ngomongin curhat ya, kita tuh nggak ngomongin yang kayak ya gue apa ya, like what you were talking about before about your exes or whatever, but that's also because we asked you. Basically what we want to know is, what is it about guys, and if something happens in their day, kenapa mereka tuh kayak susah banget buat kayak, like if they had something bad happen to them at work, or if a loved one died or something, what is it that's so difficult for you guys to share how you feel? When kalau gue sama Sabrina emang we are the kind of girls that we like to say how we feel, and we're very open about that, and we actually think it's very good to share. I'm not talking about the kind of sappiness yang kayak, oh please write me poetry and some bullshit. I'm talking about sharing. What is it about guys and sharing?
I think we're wired differently. Let's start with that.
I feel like I could have just Googled that. Please explain.
So when the penis inserts the vagina. cowok ya oke ya udahlah, gue secara pribadi sangat berfokus pada apa ya, directness, logic, jadi pengennya semua cepat gitu. Gue punya masalah, I want to have a solution immediately. And I sometimes assume that solution won't be there through talking. I have to do something and then that solution comes. Gitu. Yang gue tahu, girls have other perspectives when thinking about an issue. Dan selalu satu poin yang di-highlight adalah, gimana caranya lu mencapai solusinya kalau lu gak share? If you keep it to yourself, ya gimana? Sekarang aja lu gak nemu solusinya. You think keeping it to yourself is gonna help? Gitu. So that's what I mean, like we're wired differently. And then there's the whole ego thing, which was built by culture. As an Eastern culture, boys don't cry, boys don't share.
Right.
And it's been with us since we were young. mengesampingkan ego itu butuh pengalaman dan latihan. For me, it took a while as well. It needed a major event in my relationship life that eventually made me open up to my family. And that's when I was 27. Lama banget. Sebelum itu, I can't remember the last time I hugged my parents. As in, I wanted to hug them. Kayak ya gitu, timur okay. banget, Indonesia banget gitu, salim gitu. Yeah. Ya, ya cerita juga ada yang gak diceritain when it comes to very sexual or experimental stuff. Itu budaya yang gue tumbuh dengan budaya kayak gitu. Nah, akhirnya gara-gara kejadian itu, adik gue yang raise ke gue gitu. Ini tuh masalah besar. Dan nyokap bokap tuh butuh tahu gitu. So then I started open up to my parents. And the one moment where really hit hard was when my mom said, setelah gue cerita, okay, ini gue abis melewati ini, kenapa gue gak cerita adalah ini, cara gue menghandle adalah ini. Nyokap gue bilang kayak, sebenarnya mami tuh dan papi tuh udah ngerasa selama beberapa bulan terakhir ada yang berubah sama kamu. Kita agak sakit hati aja bahwa you didn't trust us to share this with you, to share this burden, gitu.
Damn.
And that hit hard. Nah, damn. Sejak itu, so it took me 27 years to open up to my own family.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So I think those are the reasons for me personally as a guy.
Okay.
That it was hard because I wasn't brought up that way and I didn't have the experience or practice to do it well.
Okay. I think those are super duper fair reasons. And I think it's probably the same for a lot of Asian dudes. And I think that, you know, I think that people have to kind of go through a process when it comes to sharing, especially men. And I think that men start to share only much later in life. But I do think that the stigma of men sharing to be normalized basically is changing. Do you think that? Do you think that setelah itu yang lo udah experience itu sama orang tua lo dan lo udah sekarang emang apa ya? Maybe you've changed your perspective on certain relationship things, or you know, you're living in a different country now. Does this kind of change for you? And do you think that maybe kayak sekarang, okay, mungkin gue lebih siap buat share sesuatu yang mungkin dulu waktu gue masih like, you know, in your 20s or whatever, early 30s. That you didn't want to share, would you be more prepared to share that now? I'm not asking you to fucking tell me your life story. I'm just asking you, like, would you think that you would be...
So I was born on a blustery day on the 31st of August, 1994. And when I came out of the womb, it was like, is this the world that I want to be...
Blind.
Can I go back? Can I go back?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yang menariknya buat gue adalah, dari balik lagi ke relationship, dari satu relationship gue dapat gak enaknya dengan kelarnya, tapi gue dapat positifnya, as in the person who told me to be more open with my family was this girl.
Okay.
Jadi dia her parents are divorced, jadi dia deket sama nyokapnya doang. Okay. Tapi deket banget, semuanya cerita, gak ada yang tutup-tutupin sama sekali. And she was very affectionate with her mom, she gave her hugs, she said that she loved her. Terus dia nanya ke gue, you don't say I love you to your mom? Gak sih. kayak okay. Apalagi bahasa Indonesianya kayak aku sayang mama. It's just awkward for me. Kenapa? Yeah. So we went through this whole conversation and I learned about her relationship. And then after being 27, baru gue mulai bilang I love you ke bokap nyokap. Gave them hugs.
Yeah.
Jadi dari satu hubungan itu, ada yang gak enaknya, ada enak, I learned something from them. And I think when it comes to sharing your feelings, there needs to be triggers, there needs to be experience, there needs to be practice.
For sure.
Because we're not used to it. So I think that I'm trying to be more open. It's a gradual process.
Yeah.
And I hope the people that I cherish in my life bear with me as I go through this process, because I know it's painful for them too.
That is admirable. And I will say, as your friend who's been friends with you for a very long time. I'm proud of you, Mullen. Look at you opening up to people. And here I was telling Sabrina Sap, kayaknya kita tuh ngobrol sama Mullen, kayaknya nggak ada apa-apa deh. Like, I don't think he's going to say anything. He's probably just...
So, let's go to that. So, from the beginning of this fucking episode, you doubted my openness as a friend.
Oh, my God. Here we go again with the telenovela.
And if it wasn't for the Botox in my face right now, I would be crying. You could see my sadness. But Botox rules.
Can you cry? Have you ever cried?
Now, that's a whole other thing.
And what's the last time you cried?
Dude. Gue abis dinas kayak 2 bulan atau 3 bulan gak pulang-pulang. I was homesick as fuck. And I got on a plane and the movie was Wonder.
Oh
shit.
That's sad.
Oh shit.
That's like a really sad movie.
The stewardess had to come up to me and say, "Sir, are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm fine, thank you. Just keep the drinks coming.
The whiskey coming.
I enjoy this movie."
Isn't that the great thing about flights, right? Like, yes, the flight is expensive, but all the drinks are free.
For me, and this job, it's become, airports and flights have become something I really hate. Because it reminds me of all the time I have to say goodbye to my family and friends during this career, which I signed up for. And I know this is a sacrifice I have to make, but it sucks. I don't like airports.
You know, we have the silence between Sam and I. I'm like, wow, I didn't. That's so cute. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, we're about
sorry
to
bring this
like...
podcast down, ladies. I'm sorry.
Wrong.
I know you wanted more vulgar talk, but
no, really, no. We want
the vulgar talk. We're gonna wait for Bobby to share more of like vulgar things next episode.
I feel like. Before we close everything off, Mullen, we just want to ask you one more question. And the last question is, have you ever been to Hillside?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nicole is the only person who hasn't been there, so.
No, I've been there, girl. I've been there once.
What did you think?
Kemarin gue cerita sama lo, Mario. Gue kesitu cuma sama mantan gue, and he was the only Indonesian boy that I've ever been with. And he was like, hey, you want to go to Hillside? Like, you want to go to hotel? And I was like, yeah, I mean, why the fuck not? And I mean, I thought it was nice. It's like a little house. You go in, there's a little bathtub. It's like, I thought it was pretty cute. And then I went to work the next day and I told my friend, kayak kemarin, lu kemarin ngapain? Gitu. Oh ya, gua pacar gua tuh ke Hillside. Nick, lu gak boleh ke Hillside. Nick, kenapa gak boleh ke Hillside? Like, it's not the kind of place for you to go to. And I was like, what? I thought it was pretty nice, actually. I don't know what was so bad about it.
Yeah, it's all about don't knock what you've never tried.
Exactly.
Asumsi gue temen lo yang bilang adalah yang belum pernah ke sana.
Dia udah pernah sih, but I mean.
Dia udah pernah? Oh, dia gak suka?
Bukannya gak suka, cuman I think what he meant was like, you should, like, I don't know. I think he was just like, you shouldn't. I don't really know, actually, now that I think about it.
But you know what? Oh, shit, sorry. I didn't ask. Do we have consent to call each other bitch during this whole episode? Or?
You can say whatever you do.
So, bitch, you know what? I think that projects what he is as a person. So the girls that he brought to Hillside were the skanks, yo. Were the grenades, you know?
Oh, my God.
Jadi ketika lo bilang kayak, gue diajak sana sama pacar gue, that's not a place you go with your girlfriend. Maybe.
Karena dia tuh cuma bilang sama gue, Nick, lo tuh gak boleh ke situ. Udah, dia ngomong kayak gitu doang. He didn't really, like, explain why or whatever. But it's nice to know that the three of us have all been there. So now, when we get Bobby on here for the next trilogy, well, the last of the trilogy, we'll ask him the same.
Yeah, dia pasti dia sangat detail sih kalau ngomongin soal
Hillside. Okay, nanti aja. Nanti
tahu...
gue akan nanya.
All right, well, it has been such a pleasure talking with you, and surprisingly, you have proved me wrong. You have been very, very open to this session, and I really hope to get to know this new Mullen. I'm just like so surprised.
Wow,
Mullen.
Sounds like a reality show, like introducing the new Mullen 4.0. It's not like that. I want to thank you guys for inviting me and talking about stuff that we really don't talk about on our own podcast. So it's been real good fun.
But by the way, no, thank you, Molen. Since we made this Fixed PMS podcast, Nicole paling banyak kayak consult with Molen during the technicals and whatever. And you, out of everyone, you reviewed our first episodes, and you know, thank you, man, for being there.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so happy that more friends are joining this ecosystem, and I want to keep it going for as long as we can. So I anytime I can help, it's more than a pleasure.
Yeah, you better really mean that because you know that I call you all the time.
I'll just switch off my phone when I don't want to talk to you, Nicole.
It's okay. I don't take offense. I'm so used to it. Okay, cool. Mother fixers and sister fixers. Thank you. Thank you. A very big thank you to Becair and especially to Molen for this episode.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for listening to our bullshit. This is Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the feels. Bye.